Charles Hamilton. Better understand your kids before they go in my head. A father was a priest, mother was a maid, only child, they believe rubbers are the way. Because of their religion, a father felt she was a big mistake. She was made when they fucked in 12th grade. Since then her pops changed his life. The dame he popped became his wife. Mom was the classroom slut. Passed two duchess and her high would make her think she'd have to fuck. Her daughter admired that, that's what's up. In her mind she wished she could be catching up. But daddy wasn't having it. Locked her in her room. Attempted suicide once, so he locked all the cabinets. Mad as shit, but what could she do? Praying life was a lie, cause she was stuck with the truth. Screaming out in her mirror, letting the demons out. So she dream about sneaking out, laughing with the One night after watching Comedy Central commercial for Girls Gone Wild, she plotted to get loose and be one of them girls gone wild. The girl crawled out of her window with no clever ideas to explain her disappearance. Before she left, she took a look in the mirror, fixed the cleavage, powdered her lips, zipped her jeans and breezed it to the dark part of town where hearts are drowned. Fuck love. See where her father started now? She was forced to wear pink, in fact. Her outfit was pink and black. She was scared, maybe them hellboys are gonna think it's whack. She scraped her knees when she hopped the fence. This bitch ain't got no sense. Maybe she does, but not common sense. Since her being common made her plot for this. She screamed, someone take me to the
hellboy. Hellboy.
They appeared, jumping from the trees. Something made her cheese, she wanted to believe. Cause one of them resembled her pops, he was grinning a lot. Her darkness had remnants of Pac. She hated her father, he was the only nigga to pop a precious vagina, still a minor. But this guy had eyes of promise. She couldn't help but believe that this guy was honest. He walked closer, extended his hand. She couldn't stand, she felt so lightheaded. Then it dawned on her, she was tripped. Before she knew it, she was hit with the brick. She was tricked, she woke up, tied to a cross, upside down. Surprised and lost, he spoke in tongues. Cut his own wrist, bled in her mouth. Made her suck her own tits. Cut her throat, kissed her and screamed, score one for the
hellboy.
You lose them.
Hellboy.
Remember that.
Hellboy.
Charles Hamilton.
Hellboy. 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 Hellboy.
God damn, this is exciting. We got a special guest. Who are you?
I'm Howard Stern.
Wait, what?
I'm your neighbor.
Oh.
Oh, well, we only invited you in because we thought you were the pizza guy, but if you don't have any pizza...
Wait. You're recording this? I just wanted you to turn this shit down.
Language, sir! This is a family mixtape.
Look, I don't know who you guys think you are, but this Charles Hamilton bullschnot has got to stop.
Well, unfortunately for you, I don't think it will.
That Marilyn Manson garbage was the last straw. Maybe you don't realize that I've got kids who listen to the bad influences that the media masturbates to and then bathes itself in.
Tough talk from the pizza guy.
That's it. I'm calling the hip-hop police.
And I'm calling Rick Ross. Weird, I'm getting a busy signal.